Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Options Trading Bible 50-in-1 by Elliot Ravenshaw positions itself as a practical starter to intermediate guide for people who want to understand options without getting lost in jargon. Built around the idea of many bite-sized lessons, the book aims to walk beginners from core concepts like calls, puts, and expiration cycles into more applied decision-making, such as choosing strategies, timing entries, and controlling downside. Rather than focusing only on theory, it frames options as a risk-defined toolkit that can be adapted to different market conditions, including trending and range-bound periods. The subtitle signals the book's promise, clarity, confidence, and more consistent execution through repeatable tactics. Readers can expect coverage that connects chart reading, probability thinking, and position management, with an emphasis on avoiding common mistakes that derail new traders. Overall, it is presented as a condensed playbook intended to help newer traders build structure, discipline, and a working process for trading options responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, options foundations that actually matter for trading decisions. A beginner can memorize definitions and still struggle to place a sensible trade. The book's main value proposition begins with focusing on the pieces of options knowledge that directly influence outcomes, how calls and puts behave, how strike selection changes risk, and why expiration choice affects both cost and urgency. It encourages readers to think in terms of payoff profiles rather than predictions, treating an option position as a planned set of if-then outcomes. Core mechanics like intrinsic versus extrinsic value, time decay, and volatility are presented as practical forces that shape pricing and trade selection. For a newer trader, the key shift is understanding that the same directional view can be expressed in multiple ways, from buying options to defined risk spreads. This foundation matters because it informs whether a trade is a high probability income idea, a directional bet, or a hedge. By organizing these essentials into small, repeatable lessons, the book aims to reduce overwhelm and help readers build a stable mental model of how options behave across time, price movement, and changing market expectations. Secondly, reading market context, trend, range, and volatility regimes, options outcomes depend as much on context as on direction. A central topic is learning to interpret the market environment before selecting a strategy, particularly whether price is trending, chopping in a range, or reacting to a catalyst. The book frames chart reading as a way to identify structure such as support and resistance, momentum, and recent swing behavior, then connect that structure to trade ideas. Just as important is recognizing volatility regimes, since implied volatility influences option premiums and can shift which strategies offer better trade-offs. In higher volatility environments, selling premium with defined risk structures may offer more cushion, while calmer markets can make premium buying more price-sensitive and timing-dependent. The book also emphasizes that market context is dynamic. A trade plan should account for how conditions might change as expiration approaches. By treating entries and exits as decisions made within a broader environment, the approach helps beginners avoid random strategy hopping. The goal is to replace vague intuition with a checklist-style view of context, aligning strategy choice with what the market is actually doing. Thirdly, high-probability entries, turning setups into repeatable rules. Spotting a trade idea is easy, executing it consistently is harder. The book highlights the importance of defining entries in a way that can be repeated and evaluated, using measurable triggers tied to price levels, momentum shifts, or confirmation signals. It encourages traders to separate thesis from timing. You can have a correct long-term view and still lose money if you enter at a poor location or chase movement after the best edge has passed. For beginners, a big step is learning to plan trades around predefined zones, such as breakouts from consolidation, pullbacks in a trend, or reversals near well-tested levels, then choosing an option structure that matches the time horizon and risk tolerance. The concept of probability enters through strategy selection and risk definition, not through trying to forecast every tick. The book aims to make entries less emotional by using rules: what condition must be true to enter, what invalidates the setup, and what adjustment is allowed if the market moves against you. This turns trading from guesswork into process. Fourthly, risk management. Like a pro, position sizing, stops, and defined risk. The subtitle's promise of managing risk like a pro is largely about controlling exposure before pressing the buy or sell button. The book centers risk as the first decision: how much you can lose on a single trade, how much capital to allocate, and how to avoid concentration in one underlying or one expiration date. Options offer powerful leverage, but that leverage can magnify mistakes when sizing is careless. A practical theme is using defined risk structures, such as vertical spreads, to cap downside and reduce the chance of catastrophic losses. It also highlights the importance of planning exits, where to take profits, when to cut losses, and how to avoid turning a small, manageable loss into a large one through hope-based holding. Another layer is managing time. As expiration nears, gamma risk increases and positions can change rapidly. The book's risk framework is meant to keep traders from overtrading, revenge trading, and taking oversized bets after wins or losses. By making risk limits explicit and repeatable, the approach aims to improve survival and consistency, which are prerequisites for long-term profitability. Lastly, building a consistent options workflow. From watchlist to review, many beginners fail not because they lack intelligence, but because they lack a workflow. The book stresses building a routine that turns trading into a series of steps, selecting liquid underlyings, checking upcoming events like earnings, analyzing trend and key levels, evaluating volatility, choosing a strategy, and defining entry, exit, and position size. This kind of structure reduces impulse trades and helps traders stay aligned with their plan. It also points toward performance improvement through review, encouraging readers to track trades and learn from patterns such as frequent early exits, entering too late, or consistently choosing expirations that do not match the expected move. A workflow mindset also supports strategy selection discipline. You choose from a small set of strategies you understand, rather than chasing every new tactic. Over time, the routine becomes a feedback loop: plan, execute, manage, and review. This is where clarity and confidence can become realistic outcomes, because the trader is no longer relying on luck or random signals. The book's 50-in-1 framing supports this by offering modular ideas that can be incorporated into a personal process. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want a structured introduction to options that goes beyond definitions and pushes toward practical execution. It can also help early-stage traders who have placed a few trades but feel inconsistent, especially those who struggle with entries, sizing, and emotional decision-making. The main life benefit comes from learning a risk-first mindset. Options can be used as defined risk tools, and a clear plan can reduce the stress that often comes from uncertainty and overexposure. By linking market context, strategy selection, and trade management, the book promotes habits that translate into better decision-making, whether you trade actively or use options more occasionally. Compared with similar options, books that lean heavily into dense theory or advanced mathematics, this one is positioned as a concise, tactic-driven guide designed to be approachable and actionable. The 50-in-1 format is also a practical advantage because it encourages incremental learning and makes it easier to revisit specific concepts when you need them. For readers seeking clarity and a repeatable process, it is worth buying as a compact playbook you can apply and review. If you would like to support Elliot Ravenshaw, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.